is Over the Garden Gate, a program brought to you by the University of California Cooperative Extension Master Gardener Program of Tuolumne County. The mission of the UCCE Master Gardeners is to provide research-based gardening information to the public. If you would like to contact our Master Gardener Program, please call our hotline, which is area code 209-533-5912. The hotline is not manned full-time, but we do pick up our messages and we will get back to you within the week.
This week's radio show is featuring Alan Zimmerle, who gave a presentation to the Tuolumne Master Gardeners on saving the historic dome building located on Beretta Street in Sonora. Alan represents the Historic Dome Preservation Group. Enjoy.
Good evening. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk to you about the dome. In 1882, the people of Sonora had decided that the city of Sonora was no longer a dusty little mining town, and it was time that this metropolis had a public elementary school. Up to that point, the children were privately educated, but the town was big enough to have a public elementary school. So the people of Sonora purchased some land above the town up on Beretta Street, and there they constructed a brick building and painted it red, and that was the first schoolhouse. Well, the town continued to grow, and after about 12 years, the number of students that needed education had increased, and so the town purchased a wooden structure that was near the brick structure, and that became the second part of the elementary school. They painted it red. It had a cupola on the roof, and they installed a bell in that cupola, and the city could set their watches by the ringing of the school bell at 8 o'clock in the morning, calling the kids to school. But in 1907, the city had expanded again, and the people decided that they needed a more substantial structure. So they went out with a bond, issued bonds, and acquired $50,000, and had a committee to plan the construction of a new school building. In 1909, the building that we know as the dome was opened for classes. The bell was moved from the wooden structure to the new dome building, and it was the honor of one of the sixth graders to ring the bell at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I believe one of the Sagerstroms had that honor when he was in school at the dome. I don't know what year it was, but it had to be a long time ago. However, in 1960, it was determined by the state that the dome building was no longer seismically sustainable for an elementary school. So a new structure had to be planned, and the new structure is the school that's on Greenlee Road. The bell was moved from the dome to the new campus on Greenlee Road, and it's in a brick bench as you enter the school campus there. It's encased there. I don't believe it rings. I haven't tried it. I should go see if it rings, but it's encased in the brick bench there as you enter the school campus. That was opened in 1968. The Sonora Union High School District purchased the dome building and the surrounding land from the elementary school district in 1972. The dome was then used by the Sonora Union High School District as the district superintendent's office, and it was also used by Tuolumne County Schools for their office. And I was told that at one time during that period in the 70s, that I believe it was Blue Cross rented some of the rooms there, and I believe it was a call center or something like that. Maybe someone knows. So Blue Cross was in there for a short period of time, but essentially the building was empty. It was seismically unsafe for children, but it was okay if adults got crushed in there. And it's been empty since then, and it's empty now. The school district moved out, Tuolumne school office moved out, and it's been empty since, I think, 2010. However, there is one room in the basement that is occupied by KAAD, low-powered radio station, for their studio and their transmitter room with the antenna on the top of the dome. The Historical Society also rents a few rooms for storage. They have a tremendous amount, a tremendous number of artifacts, and they that they cannot display. They don't have room to display, so they are stored in the dome. The Sonora Union High School District designated the dome and the two classroom wings that are just north of the dome building as surplus property in February of 2018, and that made the building eligible for sale or lease. Back in 1907, the committee that was to plan and construct the new elementary school was searching for an architect that they could afford. And they found a young man, an experienced young man, named Benjamin McDougall. He had just opened his own architectural firm, but he had experience in, I believe the office was Oakland, but I'm sure it was at least in the Bay Area, it might have been San Francisco. He was working for his father and his brother in his father's architectural firm, so he had quite a bit of architectural experience, but he wanted to get out on his own. So this was one of his first commissions, this school building. And this is, I'm not sure that this is a drawing from Benjamin McDougall, but this is a rendering of, an early rendering of the dome building. And it has a unique feature to it. In addition to the eight columns in the front, these majestic columns in the front, another feature is the dome on the roof, which is unusual. And another unique feature is that the two wings, the north and south wings, are at a slight angle to the rear, to the back, from the portico that's in the front of the building. Mr. McDougall went on to some fame in the Bay Area. He leaves a legacy of several buildings in Oakland and San Francisco. There is the Standard Oil Building in San Francisco, was one of his designs. And another unusual building is the Federal Realty Building in Oakland on Broadway, which is known as the Cathedral, the way we call this the Dome. It's known as the Cathedral, and it was the first neo-Gothic skyscraper on the West Coast. And I lived in Oakland and never saw this building. If you drive down Broadway, it looks like just any other building. But if you step back across the street and look up, the top of it is like a Gothic church. It's very strange in that way. It's as if the Gothic church was pasted onto the top of a relatively modern building. I'm here representing the Historic Dome Preservation Group. We're incorporated in the state of California as a 501c3 nonprofit group. We are ready to apply for grants and receive donations. Our mission is to save the dome, renovate it, and repurpose it for the benefit of the people of Sonora, Tuolumne County, and the greater Foothill region. We have resurrected this idea from Connie O'Connor. It was her original idea about 20 years ago, to use the dome, renovate the dome, and use it as an arts and culture center. There are currently seven of us active in the group. I'm a retired radio engineer. Margaret Hammer is a nurse at Sonora Regional Hospital, but she is also interested in the dome, particularly in the architect and the history of the dome, so she's writing articles about the architect and the history of the dome. Ross Carkeet may be a familiar name. He's on our committee. He is retired from Columbia College Forestry. He was one of the original teachers over Columbia College, and he is also a graduate of the dome. Roy Lane has a long resume of architectural design and construction. His wife, Davina Lane, is very experienced as executive in business. Connie O'Connor, I mentioned, she's retired from the Forest Service, and she is also former director of the Tuolumne County Arts Alliance. And then David Harris is a local businessman, and he also has some construction background. So this is a diverse group that has quite a bit of knowledge and experience that will be very useful in this particular project. In addition to this group, we have a growing list of supporters who we keep informed, who are ready to help us and participate in any way they can when the needs arise. There's a great deal of support for our vision, and no one I've talked to has said that they want to see the building torn down. However, nobody wants to own the building. Nobody wants the responsibility. Nobody wants to expend the effort to revive the building. The high school district cannot afford to maintain the building, and they definitely cannot afford to renovate the building. That's well beyond their resources. At present, it's a yearly cost to the high school district, and it's a long-term liability to the high school district. But on the other hand, the alternative, the cost to the district to tear the building down could well exceed $1 million to demolish the building. The district has declared the building as surplus property in the hope of disposing of this liability. The district started the process for the disposal of the building as prescribed by state code in February of 2018. At that time, the building was made available to school districts, governmental entities, for about 4 months as part of the process. No one showed any interest in the building. After 4 months, it was made available to the general public, which would have included us. And again, no one showed any interest in acquiring the building. The property is still available, so if any of you, I'm sure the school district would love to hear from you. But it seems apparent that nobody wants the building. The state doesn't want the building. The county doesn't want the building. The University of California, Columbia College, they don't want the building. The Arts Alliance, the Tuolumne Historical Society doesn't want the building. The city doesn't want the building. Nobody wants the building. We want the building. The Historic Dome Preservation Group wants the building. However, the High School District Board of Trustees and our group will require major support from the community to relieve the district of this liability and to revive the dome to a useful and beneficial purpose. There are several challenges to preserving the exterior and renovating the interior of the building. We have an architectural assessment of the building, and there are solutions to each of these challenges. Structurally, the building's in good condition. Even though it's been empty for quite a few years. However, the roof has been leaking for several years, And there is interior damage, and that damage increases with every winter storm. We are very concerned about this and would like to repair the roof and have the dome itself refinished to its original appearance as soon as possible. But in addition to the roof, there are several other issues, of course, that have to be considered in the renovation. The air conditioning system, heating, and ventilation systems have to be upgraded. The electrical and plumbing systems have to be brought up to code, not entirely because it is an old building and there is some leeway there, but certainly it has to be brought up to a level of safety. The telephone and data wiring system have to be modernized entirely. Of course, seismic retrofitting will have to take place, and there's the requirements for ADA accessibility, the ADA code requirements. And that ADA requirement, the solution to that primarily is the bathrooms. They're not on, you go into the bathroom and you have to step up to go into the stalls. So all of that has to be leveled. And the big issue, of course, is access to the second floor and even access to the first floor. So our initial plan is an exterior elevator in the back of the building. Obviously, we don't want it to show, but an elevator in the back of the building is possible to provide access to the basement level, the first floor level, which is about 6 feet above ground level, and the second floor. These are, seems overwhelming, but it can be done. But the biggest issue right now is not ADA or seismic retrofitting, it's the parking issue. There's no parking there. There's no on-site parking. The buildings and the surrounding land, the two wings to the north, that have been declared surplus property and are now available do not include any area for parking. The city of Sonora has ordinances that will require a minimum of 64 parking spaces based on our proposed usage, and then a few more parking spaces for usage of the two classroom wings. We are requesting space for 120 parking spaces. That's to meet the current need and what we envision as future growth. That 120 parking spaces will be about an acre of land. You can show that overhead. Okay. It took some time, but we finally convinced the Board of Trustees, the school Board of Trustees, that this was the controlling factor. This was the inhibiting factor. No parking. And so they have agreed to convene an advisory committee to determine what additional land can be made available for parking. Unfortunately, the committee is not going to meet till next September, so we're delayed even further. But it's a step in the right direction. And just to talk about the parking issue a little bit, this is an overhead. So the only area available for parking, of course, perhaps this parking area here in Casino High School. Some things could be done with the temporary buildings there. And this area here behind the dome, where the practice baseball field is. The practice baseball field seems to be the most practical to us. But we're going to leave it up to the advisory committee and see what conclusion they come to solve the parking issue. But we cannot move ahead, nor can anyone else who might be interested in the building could move ahead until substantial on-site parking is made available. Renovation of the building is a great effort. But it's a unique building, and renovation can be done. It's worth doing. Once the building's renovated, we have a plan. Our current plan is for establishing an arts and cultural center for the region. We intend to have classrooms and a preparation kitchen in the basement. There are classrooms there now, and there is space for a preparation kitchen. The first floor, the main floor, will be a museum and a cultural heritage museum and an art museum. And on the second floor, the top floor, classroom spaces will be converted to office space, professional office space, and there's a beautiful little auditorium on the second floor that will stay as is. The idea is that the auditorium, the office space, the classroom space in the basement will generate some income. It'll be made available for rent to interested parties in the community. For example, the classroom space in the basement would be an opportunity for the community college to establish a Sonora campus of the community college. Right now, the community college has classes in various locations around town, but this could give them a central location. It could also be used by a church group or other interested party as a school. The first floor, cultural heritage. As I said, the Tuolumne County Historical Society has a lot of artifacts that they cannot display. This could be an expansion of the existing museum. We've also thought that it could be a place for the display of cultural heritage from the two local Miwok tribes. And there's certainly space for display of the photographs, the historic photographs that the city of Sonora now has in City Hall, that not very many people get to see these wonderful old photographs because they're in City Hall. They're available to anybody that wants to walk through, but of course not very many people are going to just wander in to look at these photographs, but they have a wonderful collection of photographs of Sonora. So those could be displayed, and then part of the ground floor could also be a permanent art collection. And then, as I said, on the second floor, the auditorium has a small stage, very small. It was for an elementary school, so you can imagine it has no wings. There's no way to get off stage except go through a door in the back. This beautiful little auditorium could be used for seminars or movies, small theatrical events, musical events. I talked to one person who went to school there, and he said that I believe once a week, the students would all be gathered into the auditorium, and there was a radio up on the stage, and they played the radio. There was a music education program that played once a week, and so all the students would gather, and they'd get music education from the radio, high technology at the time, as part of their education. The other part of the upstairs of the second floor, as I said, professional office space with the parking situation solved, the location of the dome, the modernization of the communication wiring and data wiring, and the views from the second floor would make that office space some of the best office space in the county. I refer to it as premium office space. And that would be a good source of income. This plan will undoubtedly be revised, but the idea is to make the building financially sustainable. We chose the name Historic Dome Preservation Group, and I said to the group, we're a development corporation. We're some kind of developers. And then after about a week or two, I realized that we are developers. We have to do our best to develop the 20,600 square feet of space in the dome to be self-sustainable. We don't want to be a perpetual charity case. So we can renovate the dome with grants and outside money. But to continue the vision, we need to generate income. So as part of our renovation plan, we'll have to work with our architect, structural engineer, in developing the exact uses for the floor space in the building, because every square foot of space has to be carefully considered in terms of sustainability, financial sustainability. We're a nonprofit corporation, but that doesn't mean we have to lose money. The next step, once the school district has designated land for parking, will be to generate public support and endorsements from the local community. We intend to develop partnerships with the city, with the county, with the Sonora Area Foundation, the Tuolumne County Arts Alliance, the Historical Society, the two tribal governments, and Columbia College, and of course every civic and social group that that we can find. In addition to the endorsements, of course, we'll be seeking local funding. The idea is to get the community to buy in to the concept with endorsements and initial funding. And once we get this initial buy-in, that'll greatly help us in searching for large foundation money and large grants. There are several arts and historic preservation foundations that support this kind of a project and provide grants for this kind of a project. There's also a federal tax credit program specifically designated for historic preservation such as this. So local money to begin with, but obviously we don't have enough money in this county for a project this large. National large foundations, big time grant money is going to be sought, going to be required. As you may be aware, the dome building is on the city's list of historic places. Being on the city's list automatically places it on the county's list of historic sites, and that automatically places it on the state list of historic sites. Being on these lists is one element in making the building eligible to be placed on the National Park Service's National Registry of Historic Places. There are advantages to being on that registry, but there are also some significant disadvantages to being on that registry. And we'll have to have a carefully considered discussion about whether we want to apply for listing on that registry or not once we acquire the building. This is a long-term project. I don't know how many years. You know how construction goes. It's hard to estimate how many years this would take. It's going to take a lot of determination, a lot of persistence. It's going to take commitment by the community. It's going to take a lot of patience. It's going to take a sense of humor.
Longevity.
Yeah, I was going to have to outlive the contractors. Right? But with this determination, persistence, the group we have now, the patience, the building can be renovated. The alternative is unthinkable. The alternative is slow degradation. And eventually, the building would be torn down at a great expense to the high school district. So tearing the building down is not inevitable. We have a plan to save the building. We want to save the building. And we intend to go forward with that in the best way we can.